Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
3, 2, 1.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
Boom.
That's what it is.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's what it is.
Boom.
Yeah.
Fantasy Jesus.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
Yeah, let's go. I'm ready for this week, bro. I'm ready.
Listen, it's all about last night. Oh my goodness.
God.
We're going to really dive in. We got so much to do. I'm not even going to BS around tonight. Let's get the introduction started. Welcome into the studio, Justin Jesus Herrera.
Yeah, last night was a lot like Fred's hat over there. It was kind of a really cool thing to watch, but what
are we doing
at this point? Yeah, it got real freaking ugly at one point. I thought it was going to be a good game. Thought it was the defensive slobber knocker. I mean, both teams were turning it over, and then
all right, we're going to get into it.
I'm gonna throw it in there. TSSFantasy.com. Go for it. Get our rankings, because you know what? Week one is around the corner, and if you missed out on the Bills-Rams game, you're going to want to know about every one of those other games. You're going to want to know what the commission thinks, what Jesus thinks, what Flanders thinks, what the Jester thinks. So go over there, check out our rankings, and put your lineups together. Let's go week one.
Well, I don't know how much you want to listen to Flanders since he was the only one to pick the Rams, but let's bring him in. Welcome into the studio. Nick, you got Flanders Macaroni.
Yeah, hey, well, you know, sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong, sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you were the windshield. So anyway, being the bug in the windshield, make sure you go to TSSFantasy.com, as Justin had alluded to. Check out our rankings, and then as you're watching us on YouTube, click the subscribe button. Check us out. We have a lot of things to say. 99% of them are right. So, hey, you can't go wrong with 99%.
Yep,
Nick. Yeah, we already got 1% out of the way.
I'll say Nick was the 1% already. We got it up. Let's also welcome in, because we can't stop hearing him moan and whine under the microphone. Welcome into the studio, Fred the Jester Reyes.
Hello, everyone. It's Fred. Nah, let me stop. Hello, everyone. Thank you. Hey, football season started. Great game last night. I can't wait till we talk about it. Follow me at TSS Jester on Twitter. Guys, I am so ready for this weekend. It feels so long.
Yeah, we've been waiting a long time for this. And Mike already with a comment regarding the Bills Mafia is real. I got to tell you, Mike, I got a little bit of that fever too, man. I really like this team. I've been talking about it, you know, how much I like them. So, yeah, they really put it on last night. We'll get into it in a second. Don't forget, as Nick alluded to, hit the subscribe button. We're giving away a CJ2K football, so you want to get in on that. Also, get to our website, as he mentioned. The rankings are up. We're in for week one. So if you need to compare, shop, whatever you want to do, make sure you do that. If you have lineup questions, very important, send us a DM, because on Sunday morning, we're going to be answering them for you. So that way, when you wake up Sunday, hit the play button for us. We'll be there ready for you. We'll have your lineup questions there. We're going to have injury news. We're going to have everything. So make sure you check us out on Sunday morning. We'll also be on the Fantasy Football Network as well. So we're going to be everywhere on Sunday morning. So make sure you check that out. Also, if you haven't already, get onto Underdog Fantasy. They got daily contests. They got all kind of great stuff. Use the promo code TSS. We're going to double your deposit up to $100. Nick, why do we do all those crazy things?
Because we can.
I mean, Nick, it's because we can, but it's also because we're a fantasy show with the people.
Oh, yeah, that too.
The people.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's week one kind of intro. All right, you know what? Let's really quick start with some news. All right, I'm just going to run through a few of the players that did not practice and those type of things, just so you guys are aware. On Sunday morning, though, make sure you check us out. We're going to have the injury list, Brian Scott, on. He's going to talk about these in depth, and we're going to get his opinion on if those guys are going to be a go or not. Kenneth Walker did not practice, probably not going to see him. Chris Godwin was limited. I don't know if he's going to go or not. If he does, I'm not sure I'd play him. Alan Lazard came up, did not practice. He may not be available to go. Michael Thomas was limited, but looks like he is ready to go at the very least. Rondale Moore, this kind of came up out of nowhere, I'll be honest. I mean, it was a hamstring, then he re-aggravated it, and now he's going for an MRI. When you're going to MRI for your hamstring, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a good sign. So it could be big. And I know a few people were getting high on Rondale Moore with DeAndre Hopkins being with the suspension. All no more Christian Kirk, so he was going to be the guy. Unfortunately, it looks like you're going to have to wait on that. And George Kittle. Going to the 49ers, Tommy didn't practice all week. Looks like he may not go, but he's still kind of, you know, indecisive. We'll find out. Again, check us out Sunday morning. Brian Scott will be on. We're going to go through all the injuries. He's going to go in a little bit more in depth, and we're going to see if those guys are going to be ready to go for you guys or not. So let's move on to Thursday night. And, gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I think last night can be summed up with one play.
Got him!
Josh Allen came to play last night. There was no messing around last night. And listen, I think Will Smith said it best on iRobot when he said, "Sometimes I told you so just doesn't quite say it." We're not that show to pat ourselves on the back, but I told you so. Beat down happened last night. It was nasty. Those Bills are nasty. Let's talk about the fantasy aspect, though. Josh Allen, 297 yards in the air, 3 TDs, 2 picks. Also, now stop me if you heard this before. He was their leading rusher, not only in yards, in attempts. They're not fooling nobody. They're the same Bills. They're bringing the same stuff. 10 rushes, 56 yards, 1 touchdown. And if you're the Bills, why not? Who's going to stop you? Devin Singletary last night, he was effective when he ran. I felt like when they had that running game, our boy Rico brought it up. They were a little more balanced in the beginning, and they definitely, Devin Singletary looked good. Only 8 rushes, though, 48 yards, had 2 receptions for 14. Zach Moss had 6 for 15 yards, but he also caught 6 balls last night, too. So for PPR, he at least got up there a little bit. James Cook, we saw what happened to him with the early fumble. We didn't see him no more after that. We saw Diggs last night, the big catch. Funny that Mike's watching right now. So, Mike, just so you know, we're playing, and I had no idea he even had Josh Allen or Diggs till later that night. I was like, oh, God, I'm sitting here pulling for Josh Allen, and it's against one of my teams. I can't freaking believe it. 8 catches for Diggs last night, 122 and a TD. You saw Gabe Davis early. By the way, Josh Allen, Gabe Davis, your first touchdown in fantasy for this season, just so you mark that down. 4 catches, 88 yards, touchdown. Jameson Crowder, by the way, looked like him and McKenzie were splitting a little bit, and he looked actually pretty good. 3 catches, 28 yards. McKenzie got that touchdown as well. Dawson Knox not targeted that much, had 1 pretty much. Stafford, you saw the struggles last night, 241 TD, 3 interceptions. Henderson, we said it back in the summer with the Rams. Our boy called it. Henderson, the starter, 13 rushes, 47 yards. Looked well when he did run. 5 receptions, 26 yards as well. pretty much, other than that, on the Rams, it was the Cooper Kupp show. 13 receptions, 128 yards, and a touchdown. Tyler Higbee, if you had him in PPR, at least at the end, got you a little bit of scrub points with the 5 receptions. And Allen Robinson, I don't know where you went, bro. I really don't. All that hype, all that, and he just like Justin, I just don't know where he went. Nick, let's go to you first, since Justin dipped out. We'll go to you first anyway. Give me your thoughts on last night's game and just the fantasy impact.
Yeah, I was very surprised to see that the Rams did not show up. But you know, listen to the analysis of all the other analysts out there on, you know, on the major networks. The main reason, of course, you know, first week is always iffy. You know, the starters, they don't play very much, Well, I'll just go with the Rams side. The Rams came out. Stafford had that PRP, so he wasn't showing. He was not throwing, rather. Excuse me. 3 weeks before the season started, they shut him down a week before. So he didn't get any continuity with Allen Robinson. He went, and you know what do you do whenever you're in a new situation that you've never been in before? You do what you know. So of course he just kept throwing the cup. So that was it on the Rams side. And then of course Cam Akers, you know, our boy Rico said it, the only thing that Cam Akers brings is his name. He hasn't done anything at all. He got 3 carries for negative yards that I just read on ESPN. Wow. That Sean McVay said he's got to maximize his opportunities. Well, I don't know how much you're going to maximize if you only get 3 opportunities. I don't know if you want him to go 100 yards on 3 carries. So again, you know, it's just like baseball. The more times you get up at the plate, the greater chances are you're going to get a hit. So you got to put him in there. But if he's not ready, he is not ready. I was just shocked that the Rams were not ready as a team overall. And man, I know we don't talk about IDPs, but Von Miller, if you had Von Miller last night, you had Christmas early this year. And I'm going to leave some meat on this bone for everybody else, but man, that was a game that I did not expect to see.
Yeah, I don't know how much meat you left, but Justin, what say you on last night?
For that game, it was, if you're a 49er fan, you were like, oh, shit, yeah. Like, let's go, because the Rams are not looking tip-top shape. As Nick said, Allen Robinson was not looked at even when he was wide open. It was kind of crazy. You know, Matthew Stafford looked a little bit lost out there. I mean, at times when he was lobbing these passes up, you were like, does he even know what route this guy's supposed to be running, or is the guy off on his routes? You know what I mean? Because he'd be airballing it, and these guys are coming over on a crossing route. You're just like, was he supposed to run a 9, or did Matt?
It's never the quarterback's fault, Justin. It's never the quarterback's fault.
Yeah, I know. They're the ones that get the big contracts, not Ben Skronik. But, yeah, I mean, this was a team that, I mean, on the other side, the Bills looked fantastic. You know, obviously they're not fooling anyone, like Kamish said. They are sticking with their game plan that's working, and that's used Josh Allen in every phase of the game, because this man cannot not have the ball in his hands at some point. And to be honest, I thought you were going to use the scene where he absolutely stuck his hand out and finished off what Bobby Wagner couldn't do in that tackle. I thought that was the scene you were going to use, because that was a Superman scene right there. That man,
that was cool,
literally, too. He was just like, nope, you are not stopping me from getting in the end zone. Bills are going to be a scary team. Rams, on the other hand, you know, somebody asked on Twitter, like, why is everybody overreacting? I'll tell you why. Because this was a team that just won a Super Bowl. That's the exact same offense, maybe better. And they look like they shouldn't even be in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, totally. The reason I used that one, just FYI, was more of a metaphor of how the Bills just ran their ass over. That was really what I was trying to put there. Fred, what say you on last night, bub?
Not much, man. These guys talk a lot, but let me stop. Hey, it was a great game. I don't know. It was a good game up to halftime. I mean, it was 10-10. I mean, the Bills jumped out early. They came back. I thought it was going to be a really, really close tight game. And then, geez, I don't know what happened. But, I mean, Josh Allen just took it upon himself to just go bonkers. And, I mean, it was kind of depressing knowing that you have Aaron Donald. He really wasn't doing much. Jalen Ramsey didn't show up again. He just been getting beat. The last 4 out of 6 games, I think he began beat for long touchdowns. Like, I don't know what's wrong with him. Like, this defense was not supposed to play like that. Like I said, for half a game, it was great. But the outcome in that second half, which is scary for me and you, Jay, because that's our division. Like, these Bills are looking like monsters. So,
listen, going down and watching this team beat us down, I'm already used to it. Like, I already know this team is great. So I'm already know what's up. That's why I was talking about it, you know, when we were on the show, that it was either going to be a close Bills win or it was going to be a straight blowout. And that's what happened. And I'm telling you, when we were watching that game last night, I literally looked at Mary Jane, and I'm surprised you're saying you were thinking it was a close game. I kept looking at her saying, the Rams are lucky this blowout, it's inevitable. It's coming. Like, you could just see it. It was just like the Rams had nothing. And the Bills were just all over them. You were talking about Cam Akers a minute ago and his opportunities. How about when this first time he gets the ball, they're in the backfield already. He's, like, tackled 5 yards behind the line. So, you know, how can he maximize that, Sean? Like, you know, that's called blocking scheme. You know what I mean? That's all that. So, to your point, Nick. So, yeah, a crazy game. But like I said, I was whole night kept saying this blowout is about to happen. Like, I was just waiting for it. And sure enough, it finally got there in the second half. So Bills, like you said, Fred, are scary. You know, like I said, we're just in their world right now. And hopefully we just get lucky. That's all I got to say. Speaking of America's team, it's time for our weekly breakdown. Weekly breakdown time. It's Friday night. Feeling all right. Justin, we're going to start with you with the Dolphins and the Patriots. Patriots actually came down early. What's really funny is that they thought coming down here a week early would get them used to the heat. Unfortunately, because I know people that have been here for years and they still ain't used to it, Bill. So your plan ain't going to work real good, I promise you. Dolphins last year. Now, these stats are all from last year. Obviously, all these teams are going to mention tonight have made changes to their staff. So their defenses are going to be a bit different. But what else I got to talk about other than in the matchup? So last year against fantasy QBs, Miami defensively number 6, 16th versus the running back, 9th versus receiver, 20th versus the tight end. The Patriots number 2 versus a QB, 19th versus the RB. I didn't write down the receiver and number 2 versus the tight end. Justin, what say you on our fantasy matchups? Who you like, who you don't like in the matchup?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
So the heat that they have to acclimate to is the heat that's going to be burning them downfield between Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Like, you got to acclimate to that gameplay right there. That's what everybody's got to acclimate to, but especially the Patriots in this one. I I mean, I like the Dolphins in this game. I think that Tua is going to, you know, figure it out with Hill and Waddle. And you'll be happy I actually started Tua in one of my leagues. I was a little desperate, but, you know, I started him regardless. But I think this is going to be a good game. I think you want to get as many starters as you can. I'd buy low on some Chase Edmonds in this game. A lot of people are really buying low on Jaylen Waddle. He's one guy I'm like, are you kidding me? This man was doing it all over the field last year. You don't think he's going to do it again? Everybody's super juiced up on Tyreek Hill. I'd stay away from him because I think you can get better price guys. But, I mean, that's not saying he's not going to have a good game. I'm just saying if you want to price out your lineups well. But, yeah, I think for the Patriots, I don't want anybody. On that side, Mac Jones has got to face two all-pro corners and an all-pro safety in Byron Jones. This defense is no joke. They did it last year. They were really good down the stretch. And for some reason, when New England comes down to Miami, they just don't seem to have a New England type of game. Like their game, whether they game plan or not, Miami always seems to take it to them with lesser talent, and now they got more talent. So I'm excited to see what happens there.
I got somebody real good for that, but I'm going to – we have a little segment later called our Homer Picks, and I got somebody in that matchup you didn't even mention that I think is going to do really well in that particular matchup. And, yeah, and, you know, listen, I just want to comment – I think he used
to wear this jersey.
Yes, he did. Well, you know I've been talking about it for a while, so. Long story short, though, the Dolphins are going to own that booty. And, listen, I just want to let everyone know – if follow us on social media, I'm going to have a lot of fun picks. I'm going to be down there. It's my son's birthday, so you want to go down with all his buddies. We're going to interview some of the people that have been on our show before. I've already talked to a few of them, so we're going to go by and check that out. So make sure you follow us on social media. We're going to have a fun day in Miami. All right, Nick, we're going to go to you for our next matchup, and this is the matchup of epic proportions, the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Commanders. And the reason I'm going with this is because you're such a Wentz hater. I just figured let's start off with you and see where you have Wentz in this matchup.
Well, according to my rankings, I have Carson Wentz probably around I'm bringing up right now. I didn't know you're going to go to me right now. That's no problem. That's no problem. I can go on the fly. I have Carson Wentz at 22. That's not a problem. Against this defense, Freddie, I don't know what the hell you're laughing at.
You sound like me, bro. What are you talking about?
You can't even find your post-it. So
his notes.
He's ready.
Thank you. So I think Carson Wentz, I think he's going to this week – I think he's going to do okay because Jacksonville's defense is not that stout. Okay, number one. And number two, I think they're just going to ease into the game plan until they can figure out, okay, can we pass on them? Can we not? Obviously, he's going to target McLaurin, number one. And then they're going to see what Jahan Dotson can do. And then, of course, the number one running option right now is Antonio Gibson, but I would play him with caution because, again, you know what – if you follow Antonio Gibson's career or if you had him on your team, you know that he can break your heart. You think he's going to do something good and that he'll just come out and get you like 5 or 6 points. So I would consider starting Carson Wentz this week if you don't have a better option. They'll probably throw for about 250, maybe two touchdowns. I do think that the Commanders will come out with a win this week. And if you do have James Robinson, play him with caution until you see how he does on that ankle. He is going to play, but Peterson says, I don't know how much.
Yeah, we're going to, like I said, we'll talk to Brian Scott about that on Sunday. And yeah, so one thing I just wanted to correct, and I just meant to go back to the Dolphin game. I just forgot to mention it. Byron Jones, by the way, it will not be playing in that matchup, just as an FYI, but it doesn't matter. Xavier Howard going to lock him down. I still agree
with
you.
That means Devontae Parker day. I mean, Devontae Parker's going to ruin the whole day now.
Devontae Parker spent enough time on the Dolphins that I know I am not worried about him one single bit. He'll be bitched up by halftime. All right, going back, and Nick, you know what? You are correct. I didn't set you up right. I just went right to you. I didn't even set the tone for the game. So thank you for doing it on the fly. It's okay.
I got my feet under me. I did well.
I appreciate that. You said you did it on the fly. You're correct. Just so we're aware, last year, and again, everyone's made corrections, but the Jaguars 25th against fantasy QBs, 22nd against fantasy RBs, 24th versus receivers, but 13th versus the tight end might be important. Get the Commanders, Trevor Lawrence. You might have a good day tomorrow or Sunday. Dead last against fantasy QBs. They're 12th against the running back, 28th versus receiver, naturally, and 19th versus the tight end. So
and it's going to get worse because you know why? Because Chase is out for the first 4 weeks.
Right, exactly. From I think that was from the injury last year, right? And it was still kind of lingering. Right, exactly. We don't talk the defensive injuries. My bad. All right, Fred, we're gonna go to you next, and I'm gonna set you up right this time. My bad, because I know you need to ease in a little bit, but I actually set you up in a good place. Your favorite division, the AFC South, the Colts versus the Texans, and another matchup of epic proportions. All right, so the Colts last year against fantasy quarterbacks, 21st against the running backs, 5th, 22nd versus receivers, and 25th versus the tight end. I was actually surprised to see this. I thought the Colts D was pretty formidable, but apparently, giving up some points nonetheless. The Texans, 23rd versus the QB, 28th versus the running back. Hello, Jonathan Taylor. 25th versus the receiver, and 26th versus a tight end, which is just not sound like a good day for the Texans. Give me some fantasy analysis, some guys you like and don't like in a matchup.
Wow, the Colts are superior, ain't they, in every single way? Quarterback, running back, defense.
I gave you a layup on the first one.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. But I do got to say, obviously, you got to start Jonathan Taylor. Even if he was playing the best team in the world, you're going to start him. I am going to start Cooks. I have him ranked 18th. He's the only thing that Houston got. I mean, even last year when they didn't have a good team, he got fantasy points all the time. So those two I'll definitely start. I also got Davis Mills. I got him ahead of Mariota and Flacco. I have him 22nd. I still think he's I like Mills. I've always liked Mills, but I do think he's gonna have a good day. I mean you have to throw the ball. They don't have a real running game, and hey, Mills to Cooks, right? And finally, Matt Ryan. I have him 16th, right above Winston and Wentz. I think he's going to come in and he's going to actually show why they got him in there. He don't have that many much years left, so I think he's going to have a big performance.
I love how you bring up Davis Mills. Like,
I love Davis Mills.
And I know that's why you're bringing up, and I like him too, don't get me wrong, but I like how you bring him up and then say, well, I got him above Mariota.
Well, but that's 22nd, so he's better than 10 other quarterbacks. Flacco, Mariota.
Like, what? All right, what's your point in that one there, Fred? All right, let's go on to the next game. We're going to move around a little bit. I'm going to save the Homer ones for the end, so that way we can slide into our Homer picks with it. So we're going to go to a 4 o'clock one for you, Justin. By the way, fellas, I got to do a better job of dispersing the games. I kind of gave Justin a lot of the good games. It looks like Packers versus the Vikings. I mean, ouch. I can't wait nice. For this one. All right, so last year, Packers 22nd versus quarterbacks, 7th versus the running backs, 23rd versus receiver, 22nd versus the tight end. The Vikings 27th versus the quarterback, 23rd versus the running back, dead last against receivers, and 9th versus tight ends. Could be an Aaron Rodgers day. Justin, what say you?
Well, they are dead last against the receivers, but Green Bay doesn't have a receiver-worthy starter. If Alan Lazard is not out there, I'm over here going, okay, let me figure out by watching the game who's going to be good. I am not going to be bold enough to start any of those guys. That being said, I do like what you said there. Aaron Rodgers will always find a way to be relevant in a game. Now, do I think he's going to be QB1? Probably not. But do I think he has the capacity for QB10 to QB15? Definitely. He's got the ability to throw for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. On the other side, I am way more interested on the other side. I am fully in Kirk Cousins. Love him. He is, later on, you will find out he is my locked-in DFS pick at quarterback. Justin Jefferson. When do you not start Justin Jefferson? Adam Thielen, go for it. You know, maybe Irv Smith, I'd sit this week and let it play out just because he's coming off the thumb injury. Don't know how he's going to be effective in that one. But Dalvin Cook, 100%. One thing that a lot of people are forgetting about this Packers team is they were great against the rush last year, but they lost a lot of key components last year too. You know, they've lost to Darius Smith, and their defensive line continues to get older. They just got, what is it, Quay Walker as their first-round pick. So, you know, it's almost like a kind of like a reset for them in many ways on that defense. So maybe they're not as good against the rush this year. Also, I want to throw back to the Packers real quick. I love Aaron Jones and I love A.J. Dillon. I think the one thing that Aaron Rodgers is going to really keep afloat with this is getting passes to Aaron Rodgers and running the ball in between the 20s to A.J. Dillon. I think A.J. Dillon could easily have 100 yards this year or this week. And I think Aaron Jones, total-wise from scrimmage, could easily have 100 yards this week. And then maybe they split, you know, two touchdowns, one apiece. That's very good territory for both these running backs for their value. This is a game that, yeah, I think it's got a lot of value on both sides for sure.
I think we would call those fantasy bonanzas, but ironically, I was looking at the – I didn't realize where my rankings were at, so I pulled them up real quick. So I didn't even realize this, but I have Aaron Rodgers 11th and Kirk Cousins 12th this week. So they're right in between, I think. And like you said, it's going to be a decent game. To say the least, because we've been talking about this Vikings offense and, you know, all this nuance and, you know, so we're going to finally see it. This Packers D is pretty good, you know, so, you know, they're going to have their chance. So we're going to see. All right, Nick, we're going to go to you next. And this is one in particular I was really wanting to hear your analysis on. The Browns and the Panthers. What a fun game the NFL has set up for us. I mean, they've been talking like this one like it's KC Buffalo. All right, so you got last year the Browns D was pretty decent. Ninth versus quarterbacks, 14th versus running back, 6th versus receiver, and 16th versus tight end. The Panthers also pretty good. 10th versus quarterback, 11th versus running back, 7th versus a receiver, and 12th versus tight end. I have to say, I'm not into kickers, but if there was a game I wanted to have a kicker in, it'd probably be this one. Nick, what say you, bro?
Okay, going back to your point about Aaron Rodgers, would you say you had him 12th? Considering that he's got no one to throw to except Aaron Jones, I probably would drop him down about 4 or 5 slots at least. All right, so right now, coming into the game, the Panthers are -1.5. So, and right now the over-under is 41.5. So that's telling you right there, there's not going to be a whole lot of scoring. So there's not going to be a whole lot of points being thrown around. As far as the players go, your probably high score is probably going to be DJ Moore worth starting. I wouldn't necessarily – now I say that now. I necessarily wouldn't start number 6 because you got two stout corners on the other side of him on the Browns in Denzel Ward. So I wouldn't start him. You have to, as much as we keep saying, be leery, you have to play Christian McCaffrey. I mean, who else are you going to play? You know, there was a scary moment this week with him in practice. He got a cut on his shin and the whole fantasy world started flipping out like he's going to be out for like 6 weeks. So there's a, oh, start Mike Davis. I'm sorry. Mike Davis was for the Rams. My fault. So they're like, oh my God, what are we going to do? It's a cut on his shin. I think he'll live. So you got to start him. And as far as the Browns defense goes, they're a pretty proud bunch, and they're not going to take a lot of smack talk from number 6, who kept saying, well, I'm talking trash. No, I'm not talking trash. I would sit him, and I'd be confident in starting DJ Moore because he's going to get the targets. I don't know who he's going to throw to. He throws to Robbie Anderson 8 times, and he catches 2. So I would say throw in DJ Moore at a solid flex.
All right. Listen, something I was thinking about that I didn't ask. We're going to go back one other game again, back to that Packers game. I just want to go around, ask each and every one of you real quick, out of the Packers receivers, who would you start with no Allen Lazard? Justin, what say you?
Oh, man. I mean, I think I got to go with our boy from the episode, Leroy Butler, talking about if Aaron Rodgers talking about you, you're probably pretty good. I guess I would go Romeo Dubs, but I would not feel certain about it. I'm not putting a lot of weight behind it.
Got you. Nick, what say you?
Randall Cobb.
Okay, yeah. Listen, we talked about him last year being the top red zone target, and he's also – Aaron Rodgers has mentioned him a few times in the offseason.
Boy.
And a veteran at that. Fred, that was who you were going with?
That's it. There's right. Nothing much like
– Most chemistry, it's terrible. For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
It is so terrible.
All right, let's move on, and let's go to the Saints-Falcons game. Fred, if you're ready, we'll start.
I am ready.
I'm glad. So, we'll, last year, again, we know how good the Saints defense was last year. Saints, fifth versus QBs, second versus running backs, 15th receivers, sixth versus tight end. They were good. And then the Falcons side weren't very good at all. 31st against quarterbacks, 21st running back, 24th running back, 27th receiver, 18th versus tight end. Fred, this should be a quick analysis, but is there something on the Atlanta side you like?
You really give me all the cupcakes this week, huh? All the blowouts. Listen, there's nobody in Atlanta that I like. Absolutely nobody. I mean, Drake London, I mean, he's probably going to catch a couple of balls. And Pitts, I mean, Pitts is all they got. I see Mariota under a lot of duress all game. This is going to be another blowout. I mean, I really don't have anything for Atlanta. I mean, hey, yeah, start Pitts in London, and that's about it, man. It's going to be another blowout.
So with the Michael Thomas, you know, his, you know, designation of limited, are you're confident starting him this week on the Saints side?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I was definitely still Michael Thomas. I have actually Kamara at 4, and I actually have Winston really high as well. I think this is going to be more of their practice game. It's going to be like a live game 3 of an exhibition. Let the starters go and just blow them out. So Winston, Thomas, Kamara, anybody from the Saints, start them. And Atlanta, don't start them.
So, Fred, could this constitute as your snooze of the week?
This is definitely one of them, even though that Texans game. But I got a couple of other really bad games that I got.
I know. Like I said, that's my bad. I will definitely distribute them better. I just noticed that when I wrote them down today. I was like, man, I got to distribute these games better, bro.
Don't forget, I got the Ravens and the Jets, too.
Hey, but that's your homer one. That's the homer. All right, let's take a quick break so Fred can adjust himself. And when we get back, we'll finish up some of the weekly breakdown.
Hayden. We love fantasy football.
We do?
It's a fantastic game, yet still not perfect. Like, I hate leaving high-scoring players on my bench.
The worst, man.
In fact, hate it even more when I put injured players and they're in my starting lineup.
Can't have that.
And I need a life. The waivers, the trades, every single week, it grinds on me. So we at Underdog Fantasy want to make fantasy football easier for everyone out there. It's called best ball, and we set your optimal lineup for you each and every week. You can do it all year long. We have drafts going all the way from February to week 1 of the NFL season. what are you waiting for? Use our awesome early sign up offer to get a little extra something on that first deposit and that first time you play on Underdog Fantasy.
See you put them up, reach the sky, touch the stars up above, cause it's one time for the underdog, one time for the underdog.
All right, let's move on to another good game for Justin.
Give it to me. maybe next week I'll get the bye weeks.
Let's do it that way. The Bucks at the Cowboys. I mean, this is a great matchup. The Bucks last year, 18th versus quarterbacks, third versus the running back. You know how good that Bucks D is, run D is. 10th versus receiver, 14th versus tight end. On the other side, the Cowboys, very good fantasy-wise and good as well, the NFL-wise. They were 7th versus quarterback, 4th versus running backs, 24th, though, against receivers, and 21st versus tight ends. So, Justin, who you like in this matchup fantasy-wise?
Neither of the defenses, for sure. I think this you gave me all the good ones, all of them. All the 20 and above scoring for each team. It's going to be only 3-point differentials, all of that stuff. But all seriousness, I love Dak Prescott this week. I think that, you know, the Bucs secondary, it gets a little bit more credit because the front seven is really good. But really, the secondary is not too great. I mean, they got Antoine Winfield back there. Carlton Davis is so-so, in my opinion. And then, you know, you've got C.D. Lamb. We're going to find out what C.D. Lamb is because now he's the head honcho in town. Dalton Schultz, I think, is an automatic start. I think Dalton Schultz is the check down guy. He's the check valve whenever pressure's getting too high. Check it down to this man. He'll get you your first down. That means PPR is going to be off the charts with this guy. I don't like Zeke in this game. Weirdly enough, I like Pollard because they've been saying that Pollard's going to get some slot work. So I like the idea of Pollard getting some slot work in this one. Tolbert, I will sit Tolbert because I still got to figure out if it's him or Noah Brown that's going to be showing up. They haven't really been decisive on that yet. And then on the other side, like you said, Godwin, be tentative with Godwin. They have plenty of options there to where they can sit him, put him in a couple amount of reps. You got Julio Jones, you got Russell Gage, you've got a couple of guys there. You know, I think Scotty Miller's still there. And then is he not? Okay.
Who cares?
All right.
It's gonna be Lenny is gonna get the catches.
Ah, Lenny for
Rashad White too. I mean, Rashad White's looking like a good running back receiver option there. And then playoff Lenny. I like him against the Cowboys if he gets more than 5 catches. I think the Cowboys do have a stout run defense. I think last year in the passing, their secondary got a couple of good breaks. Either Trayvon Diggs plays out of his mind or he plays to Jalen Ramsey last night's level where he's just lost in the lost in the field. They're going, oh, what's going on over here? But anyways, I think that, you know, this is going to be a great game all around. You're going to want to get invested in both these quarterbacks. I think Dak Prescott actually outplays Tom Brady in this one. Maybe it is the wifey situation. Maybe it's age 45. Something has got to give with Tom Brady. And I think next week or this upcoming Sunday, something's going to give with that team. I'm going to go with Dallas on this one.
Yeah, I will. We're not doing our picks yet.
San Francisco 49ers fan gave a hot take right there and said Dallas is going to win.
I feel you, but I'm with you on it too, actually. But we ain't doing our picks yet, but I feel you. I'm 100% behind you on that one. All right, for Nick, let's go to you. Unfortunately, we'll have to go to 4:00 one for you too because you got 2 homer games. All right, so let's go to the Raiders and the Chargers. I also gave you a great one with this one. Raiders last year, 17th versus quarterbacks, 27th versus a running back, 4th versus receiver, 30th versus tight ends, Chargers, 16th versus quarterbacks, 29th versus running backs, 3rd versus receivers, 32nd dead last versus tight ends. Could be a big day for Darren Waller, but that defense has some mighty big improvements. So, Nick, what say you? Who do you like in this matchup?
Okay, so also to add to that, on defense, I just read that J.C. Jackson for the Chargers is doubtful. So that means there's going to be a whole lot of Devontae Adams and Derek Carr showing up on on the outside. So I would definitely start Derek Carr and Devontae. Now, Derek Carr, I have him ranked at 13th right now, and I have Justin Herbert at third for this game. That was with Josh Allen and Stafford in there. So if you take those two out, just move them one spot up a piece. I think this may be another one of Commissioner Cooper's fantasy bonanza games on offense, because as you just heard the stats, there's almost literally no defense. Defense is optional. So if you got Darren Waller, don't be afraid to start him. Even if you got the other guy, Foster Moreau, don't be afraid to start him, because if you're going up against it, well, listen up. If you got a team, I wouldn't start him, but they're 30th against the tight end. I had to throw something there. So Waller is a definite go if he's healthy and to start. I mean, if you're going against a team that's 30th against the tight end, obviously it's going to be a red zone. They can't stop the run, and as you heard, they can't stop the pass either. So I would definitely start every Raider available. With that would be Adams, Carr, and Jacobs.
That's the three Raiders available, apparently. All right.
Well, who else is there?
Waller.
Waller, you know, there's a
Waller. I already mentioned Waller. I'd have to reiterate.
Nick's over here saying, start Frost Moreau. I wouldn't do it, but you should start Frost Moreau.
Right, now listen, I gotta bring it all down. Womp womp womp. Back down to Fred. The Giants versus the Titans. This might be a good one though, because
I think it's gonna be a good game.
All right, so let me give you the stats. This surprised me actually. The Giants last year were eighth versus fantasy quarterbacks. What? 25th versus running back, 17th versus receivers, 10th versus tight ends. Titans 24th versus quarterbacks. First, though, versus the running back, 31st against receivers, 4th versus the tight end. Fred, who you like in this one?
Well, obviously, let's not talk about Henry too much, because everybody's saying he's going to run for 150 yards this game. So he's going to go bonkers. I want to talk about the Giants. This is Saquon's time to show that he will be the old Saquon Barkley. You got Brian Daboll over there, good offensive mind, just came from the Bills. You see how well they play. So there's no reason for the Giants not to be improved on offense this year. Like I said, I knew they had a decent defense, but Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, Galladay, where have you been? You signed that big contract. Like, where have you been, man? This is their time, because Tennessee's no slouch. So if I'm starting Barkley, Daniel Jones, and definitely Galladay. I don't know about Kadarius Toney too much. He kind of worries me a little bit. On the other side, obviously Henry's a start no matter what. I think Tannehill, just like you said, is going to have a hard time. I wouldn't start him, and I said the other day I don't like Robert Woods. Just don't like him. So if there's anybody else better on your – Galladay is trash. If there's anybody else better on your team, leave Robert Woods on the bench this week as well as Tannehill. I think the Giants are actually going to pull up the upset.
Ooh, wow. We ain't doing our picks yet.
Not yet.
But okay, I like that. I wasn't expecting that, because like I think I picked the Titans one of my survivor pools, so I don't even know. I'm pretty surprised to hear all that. But I'll be interested to see, because remember last year, I remember I was beating that Saquon drum, and I hear everybody doing it now, and I'm like, okay. I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, I was beating that drum last year, and it didn't work out, so I don't know if I'm going to beat that again. All right, let's go to Justin, and we got to go to Monday night, because the only thing left now is getting to the Homer stuff. So let's go to Monday night, and this should be an easy one, too. The Seahawks and the Broncos. Now, Seahawks last year surprised me, too. 14th versus quarterbacks, 30th versus running backs, 5th versus receivers, 26th versus the tight end. The Broncos, great defense, 3rd versus quarterbacks, 13th versus running backs, 8th versus receivers, and 3rd versus the tight end. So what do you say? Who do you like, don't like in this one, sir?
This should have been your survivor pick, because it was my survivor pick. Because what's better than a Drew Lock revenge game, guys? Oh, yeah, that's right. A Russell Wilson going to mop the floor with his old-ass team and his old-ass coach game. That's what's going to happen here. Cash it in. Russell Wilson, Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, Cortland Sutton, maybe Jerry Jeudy. I don't know. This little piggy might not go. But Albert O. That's my last one. Cash it in. All of those guys cash in the Denver Broncos defense while they're not playing the AFC West. This is going to be an epic proportion beatdown. We thought last night was brutal. This one is going to be brutal to watch. On the other side, I'm actually liking DK Metcalf. Garbage time, I love DK Metcalf. They're going to stick him in there. And, you know, if he gets one touchdown and 100 yards, guess what? He's a wide receiver one in my book. I love that. And, you know, who else are they going to throw to? Tyler Lockett. Geno Smith didn't really have too big of a connection with Tyler Lockett going into last season. I mean, like I said, I've said it before, 17.2 points. That was the average that DK Metcalf had with Geno Smith as his quarterback last year in a three-game sample size. He obviously likes him. Geno Smith, sit him. Rashad Penny, sit him.
What about
Kevin Lockett, obviously not making it on there. So sit him. Everybody else, sit him. No, get out of here. The only person I would sit on the Broncos is maybe Jerry Jeudy because he's got to prove it to me.
That's true. So, yeah, not much. All right, well, listen, real quick funny story. I'm on another show with called The Trenches, and it's supposed to be a reality show that puts you in a fantasy league, essentially. So it was kind of fun. They actually use these dice, actually, is really cool. You know, and make you pick whatever in each round and all that. It was a fun game. And now this week, the challenge they threw in was that you have your points for your quarterback goes to the other team. So immediately when they sent that, I picked up Geno Smith, baby. That's my starting QB. I can't wait you get some of that, boy. And if you got the Broncos defense, bro, congratulations. Great start for the first week. And by the way, I keep seeing this Galladay thing, and all I keep hearing is Galladay is on a holiday. I mean, it's not true, though. It's like I just keep hearing it. I guess Mike has Albert O, so he's excited about that, apparently. All right, so let's move on to the next matchup. And Fred, now I waited for this because I said, but then I finally gave you the one you like, though, the one you really like, the Chiefs and the Cardinals. I mean, this is the matchup to talk about. Chiefs last year, 30th versus the quarterback, 15th versus running back, 18th versus receiver, 15th versus tight end. Cardinals, 11th versus quarterback, 6th versus running back, 29th versus receivers. Number one against the tight end. Watch out, Kelsey might have a big matchup. Although here in JJ Watt might not play, might have some injuries on the Cardinals side. So Fred, what say you? Who you like in this one?
Yes, the fantasy bonanza for real. All right, listen. I like everybody. Everybody there is, okay? Kyler Murray, start. Mahomes, start. Kelsey, start. Now, what did mess me up is I actually have Rondell on one of my leagues. So I was hoping for a really, really big week from him. So now I got to go back and I got to go pick up AJ Green because I didn't think AJ Green was going to get that many balls. Mm-hmm. So now I think AJ Green is a must start. My problem is the two running backs, Hilaire and Connors. I actually don't have them high on either one of my running back list at all. If anybody's have any other two running backs instead of them, start them over them. I do not believe they're going to run the ball maybe but 10 to 12, 10, 11 times the whole game, each team. I think it's going to be an air raid. I think it's going to be all day pass. Whoever gets the most yards or touchdowns through the air will win the game. And I honestly cannot wait to watch this game. It's going to be exciting.
What's up to our friends at Fourth and Flex, my boy Bandy, missing the Bandy Bowl. Appreciate you joining in. So, yeah, Fred, I feel you.
Fourth and Flex, can you follow me?
Fred's begging for them followers for sure. So, for sure, Fantasy Bonanza, totally feel you on that one. Now, Nick, we're going to go to you on this next one. Now, you said the other night it was Eagles was your team. So, I'm not going to count as your homer one. So we're going to go Steelers and Bengals. That's not your homer one because you said it. Steelers last year, 12th versus quarterback, 26th versus running backs, 11th versus receiver, and 8th versus tight end. By the way, we're going to hold you to that all year. The Bengals are 13th versus the quarterback, 20th versus the running back, 12th versus receiver, 27th versus the tight end last year. Nick, what say you? Who you like on this one?
Okay, well, first I'm going to say that the Eagles, I said, were my official team. I didn't say that you know,
right, you try and – walking it back.
No, I'm not walking back. You misquoted me. I am correcting you. There's a difference between a misquote and a walk back. Okay, anyway, right now the Bengals are getting -6.5. So they're projecting that the Bengals are going to roll. I don't see why they would be wrong. The overall is a 44.5. The Steelers have a lot of question marks coming into this game on the offensive line. Number one, quarterback, you know, they're ready to pull Mitch Trubisky if he comes out under center wrong. I mean, like, give him a chance. Holy crap. Deontay Johnson is banged up, but he says he is going to play. So right now, if you have Deontay Johnson, I would be cautious, number one. Number two, I would definitely play Pickens and Claypool on the offensive side of Pittsburgh. And then on the offensive side for Cincinnati, man, I would just play everybody. I would play Mixon. I would play Burrow, Higgins, Chase. And then Boyd, if you got Boyd, throw Boyd in a flex. He will probably be a red zone. He gets red zone targets. So I would have confidence with that. Playing, you know, as much as I love Pittsburgh, it's not going to be a good game for the Steelers this week. Right now, it is the Bengals' time. So until Tomlin, you know, says it's all right, let's go. Right now, it's all Bengals right now.
I disagree with you a little because I like Najee Harris in this matchup. Bengals weren't great against running backs last year, and
But he's got that Liz Frank. And anytime you got an ankle injury, it's
You know, you got to listen to Doc. He said he thinks he's fine. So,
yeah, but you're running on a bad wheel. I mean,
not your ass. All right, we're gonna go in our last three matchups, but it's our homer matchups. So before we do that, we got a little segment that we're a new segment. We're gonna call it our Homer's Picks. All right, so our Homer's Picks are the guys on our own team that we really, really like. All right. So, Justin, we'll start with you. Who do you like on the Niners?
So, game's projected to be a chance of showers. So, I am all in on Elijah Mitchell. When it rains, boys, what do? You run the ball. You put the ball in your running back's hands and you let him go. The interior line lost Akeem Hicks for the Bears, so what was already weak is now even weaker. I think the 49ers will roll the Bears, and I think that Elijah Mitchell will be backing that.
Roll the Bears, he said. All right, Nick, what say you? Who you like on the Eagles?
Okay, this would be an excellent game for the Eagles to get Miles Sanders back on track. They're playing against Detroit. Detroit was 32nd dead last year against the run. If you can't get on track against a 32nd ranked defense, especially against the run, you're not going to last long in the NFL. So this will be an excellent, excellent time to get Miles Sanders in the end zone, get him off the schneid. And of course, you know, the second leading rusher on the team is going to be Jalen Hurts. So be hopeful. I'm being hopeful. I'm being highly optimistic for Miles Sanders. I'm waiting for Booby to come out. Oh yeah, we're definitely getting sued now. I am hopeful that Miles Booby Sanders can get back on track and get in the end zone.
Listen, just so y'all know, ain't nobody watching. So ain't nobody getting sued because ain't nobody watching. No, we're good. All right, Fred, who do you like on the Jets?
I got Max Gordon on speed
dial.
Baby,
let's go. All right, listen, man. Oh man, this is bad. Breece Hall. I actually have two. Everybody's talking about Breece Hall. He's supposed to be our running back savior. So hopefully he does come through. That's the only way we're going to help Flacco out is by running the ball, because that man is a statue. He cannot move. And now that our linemen just got said they're not playing this week, we're in definite trouble. Now, what I do think we should also start is Elijah Moore. All you have to do is run slants, quick slants to get the ball out the hand. I think Elijah Moore will do very well this week. I'm thinking about a touchdown, about 70 yards, 13 points. Elijah Moore, Breece Hall.
I can't just stop laughing. And just, everyone else just went with one. You went with two with the Jets, and they're going to the Ravens, bro. Like, come on, man. You guys are getting stopped.
Well, we got to think about it in football, right? If you have no line and Flacco, what are you going to do? Slant,
lose,
and the ball off. Slant, and the ball off.
You're going to lose.
I love Lamar. I just want to bring up, I love Lamar in that matchup. Let's just say
that. Oh, absolutely. And Andrews, we cannot stop the tight end for anything.
I think, let's see, last year, 28th versus fantasy tight end. So you are correct. All right, let's get on to our starts of the week. Can't sue me for that one. All right, let's go. Oh, by the way,
not yet.
I didn't even bring up my homer pick of the week, by the way, and I just alluded to it earlier. Definitely Raheem Mostert. Everyone's talking about Chase Edmonds. Bro, it is Raheem Mostert all day, guys. I'm telling you right now, he's going to make a big play. Bill Belichick is looking to stop. You know, it's always like, let's stop Miami's biggest threat, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. Looking at that, Raheem Mostert's going to make big plays. I cannot freaking wait to see it. All right, let's go on to our starts. Justin, we'll just start with you. Just go down the line, all your starts for the week.
So I got Kirk Cousins as my quarterback. I think I've talked about Kirk Cousins enough. I think that the man in the new system is going to be fantastic. Obviously, Elijah Mitchell is my starting running back. As far as, like, wide receivers for my starts, I love Terry McLaurin this week. I think that he's going to go off. I think that Carson Wentz is going to have his revenge game. A lot of people are banking on and are saying that Carson Wentz is out because he lost to the Jaguars. Now he gets his revenge. He gets a better team, and he gets to go in there and smoke him with Terry McLaurin. At the tight end, I love Cole Kmet, and I think that, you know, one thing the 49ers do not do well is guard the tight end. I think that he'll have a good game, even if it's in garbage time. And then defense, 49ers. 49ers going to sack Justin Fields all day long.
Oh, yeah. That's a real good defense for this week for sure. Nick, what say you, sir? Who are your starts of the week?
Okay, my starts of the week are Jalen Hurts at quarterback, James Conner at running back, Hollywood Brown at wide receiver, Dallas Goedert at tight end. And I'm sorry, Ferdy, I got to start the Ravens against the Jets.
Why are you apologizing? There's nothing to apologize
because about. I like Freddie. I don't want to insult him.
Yeah, I like him too. It's not insulting. Mike, we can't wait. That's right, because they're here, bro. We're here. It's happening. All right, Fred, what say you, sir? Where are you?
Let's see. I did something the other day. So my start is Matt Ryan against the Texans, obviously. Great running game, solid defense. Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman Jr., Moelle Cox. Texans secondary ranked worst in the NFL in 2021. So opposing quarterbacks compiled a 94.1 passer rating. Start Matt Ryan. Kamara, New Orleans has everything. They're a Super Bowl dark horse. While they're covering the receivers, I think Kamara just has a field day against Atlanta. Atlanta is really, really bad right now. I said star sign. I was asking the other day, Justin, about Noah Fant. So we know Denver's secondary is ranked number 8. They were really good, but they still got to guard Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. If I'm Geno Smith, you got to go for Fant. He's a good tight end in the middle, big guy. Hit him in the middle consistently. Go for Fant.
I like that. I mean, that makes sense, actually. I mean, that's a good one. Bandy, by the way, calling the Jags, taking the W over the Commanders, which, by the way, Justin predicted will win the NFC East. So
that's right.
Start to the week, Kyler Murray. You've already brought it up. I mean, that's the start of all starts of this week, bro, because like you said, that is the fantasy bonanza of the week. Chiefs are horrendous versus the pass, and they have done nothing in my eyes to improve that defense. So I see Kyler Murray having a huge day on Sunday. I brought up Antonio Gibson. I like him a lot versus the Jags. Jags are not very good against the run, and Antonio, it's his show right now. Just right now, it's his show, so I like him a lot this week. And A.J. Brown versus the Lions. You know, I know Justin, for some reason, doesn't like Jalen Hurts in this wonderful offense that's about to go off. But, sir, A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown's going to have a great day. I can't wait. Hunter Henry, actually, believe it or not, is my start at tight end. The Dolphins are notoriously bad against freaking tight ends. I don't know why. It just happens. So I think Hunter Henry actually might have a decent day against the Dolphins. I hate to even – makes me kind of sick even saying it. All right, speaking of things that make us sick, let's talk about some guys we don't like this week, some Flanders flops.
Calm down, Italy, diddly, 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 diddly. They did their best, shoddily, Italy, Italy, diddly. Gotta be nice, hostility, diddly, diddly, diddly. Ah, hell, diddly, ding, dong, crap. Can't you morons do anything right?
Gucci flip-flops, make a kick rock. This a big clock, shake the wrist watch. Gucci flip-flops, fake it, hit your bitch and massage. This a big watch, diamonds dripping off.
All right, that's definitely one we'll get sued for twice, actually. So, all right, so let's talk about some guys we don't like. Nick, we'll start with you. It's your segment, my friend. Well, who don't you like this week?
First of all, sue us for what? We ain't got nothing. So, let's go. I'm going to sit Jared Goff against the improved, believe it or not, improved Eagles defense. They're ranked sixth coming into the season. They just picked up Chauncey Gardner from the Saints, and his job is to irritate. So he will do that well. I'm also going to start David Montgomery because he's running behind a wall made of Swiss cheese. That line can't block for anybody. So good luck. You may see more of Khalil Herbert than you do David Montgomery. I'm also going to sit DK Metcalf. I know garbage points are still points, but you have to wait a long time in the game to even see if you're going to even get them. And again, Smith and Locke may be wearing orange and blue Monday night. And then I'm going to sit Gerald Everett. I am not high on him at all. So no surprise. And I'm actually going to sit the Steelers defense this week because they got a tough sledding against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, that was tough for you to say, I bet. That was tough, I bet. That was tough to get out.
I overcame.
Fred, good job, sir. Fred, what say you? Give me some guys you don't like this week.
We've been talking about it all day. Definitely sit Trevor Lawrence. New coach, new wide receiver in Kirk. New running. Etienne is back, but he's back a brand new running back. New. Washington is at home. Their defense has something to prove because we talked about them last year about how good they were supposed to be. I think they'll approve it this year. Woods, we talked about the other day. I do not like anything about Robert Woods this week. James Conner, I said it earlier. I would not start Conner. I don't see them running the ball out this week. I'm totally opposite of what Nick's saying. I do not see them running the ball, neither team. They're going to win it. They're going to win it in the air with the arm and the receivers and the quarterbacks. That's maybe the quarterbacks running it more than the running backs. Kyle Pitts versus Saints, man, they're in trouble. Atlanta's in big trouble. They're like in Jets trouble, like that much kind of trouble because, we think the Ravens are Super Bowl contenders. Well, the Saints, I think, might have a good chance of coming out that NFC, and they have something to prove. The way that I've been hearing them talk lately, I mean, they really believe they're going to win that Super Bowl, and they might make Atlanta look really bad.
Yeah, I totally.
Won't take much.
No, I'm totally with you. Justin, what say you? Who's some guys that you don't like this week?
So my flops of the week are Matt Ryan, and it's not because I think he's going to have a bad game. I think it's because he's just not going to be needed. I mean, Jonathan Taylor took over both games last year. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz's numbers last year, he finished 17th and 24th on the weeks that they played Houston. And it wasn't because he threw an interception. He threw in total for those two games 380 yards and three touchdowns. That's great for 1 week, but split that up into 2 weeks and you get really just a mediocre quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then we got Saquon Barkley. Not big on the Barkley hype. At this point, I don't think the line has improved enough. And last year, Tennessee was really good against the run. So, like I said on a previous episode, Daniel Jones needs to learn how to dump it off to Saquon Barkley, and he still hasn't gained that yet. So, unless this offseason was drastically improving Daniel Jones, I don't think that Saquon Barkley is going to have a good day. Then we got whoever is the number one out there for New Orleans, I pity that man because AJ Terrell is a beast. He was PFF's number one corner. And, you know, if it's Michael Thomas out there, start Olave. If it's Olave and no Michael Thomas, don't take a chance and just start Kamara and start Winston and just hope that they get it done some other way. But whoever has the job of taking on AJ Terrell, I pity them. I don't think they're going to have a great day. And then my last one is a homer pick as well. George Kittle, my tight end, I think if he even steps on the field, if he does, it's going to be a blocking role. He's going to be there because their right tackle situation right now, their right tackle is currently recovering from having his calf like completely torn off his bone. So I think that at that point, they need somebody to be in there as a blocker. If it's a rainy day like the forecast is right now, then they're going to absolutely want to run the ball. And Kittle's going to be a big part of that, but not in a good way for the 49ers. And then defense-wise, it's a cheap shot. The Jets. there's just been no improvement on there. I love Robert Saleh as a coach, but how are you going to stop Lamar Jackson? How are you going to stop Mark Andrews? How are you going to stop Rashad Bateman? I just don't know. I'm not in on the Jets as a defense.
Our defense is improved. It is improved.
Yeah. But
we got sauce.
It's not that saucy. I'm sitting Trey Lance this week just the same thing you talked about with Matt Ryan. I just don't see why they'll need to pass the ball that much, and Eli Mitchell is going to eat pretty much, so I don't see it. David Montgomery, I don't like against the 49ers. You talked about the defensive matchup. I don't like, you know, David Montgomery at all. DK Metcalf, don't like him. We just talked about the Broncos defense, how good it is. Why do I think he's going to do anything with Geno Smith? No idea. And Gesicki against the Patriots. I'm just not a big fan of Gesicki, to be honest. I wish they'd just be on his way. So that's just pretty much my soapbox for that one. All right, guys. So we're going to close things out tonight. Appreciate everyone joining us tonight. We are going to have a big show on Sunday, so make sure you check us out 8 a.m. We're going to have Brian Scott in for the injuries. We're going to have Mikey Betts in for our bets. We're going to do our NFL picks. We're going to have weather. We're going to have everything under the sun. Going to be big. So we're going to go over our rankings a little bit. Hopefully everyone's prepared this time and ready to go, so I'd appreciate it. All right, guys, we appreciate you being here, and we will see you Sunday morning. It's football time. I hope everyone's excited, and we'll see you then. We are out.
We're on a mission.
Yeah, that's what it is.